You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is May 19th, which is Friday. Today happens to be John DeLuna's birthday. He is 20 today, Keen. Happy birthday, John. My birthday comes up here in about 3 weeks. I'll be 21, so... Yes, I'm gonna go crazy and go to Heroes Con and blow money. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. You may have noticed that, there's a little thing, new format feature thing on the webpage. Let me explain that. To ease server burden, and because Greg Galb, thank you Greg, told us that we could do this, what you can do, if you don't want to hear a segment or you just want to skip ahead, just click on the little arrow on your real player. The instructions are on the homepage. That does a couple things. It eases server burdens for us since we're not playing one file over and over. We probably have a lot of listeners, and it we get a lot of net congestion from that. You may not like a segment or something. You might have a toy you don't hear it reviewed, or you don't care about alt.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and I hope everyone going to BotCon 2000 has already booked a room, because ATT learned that as of this week, the Fort Wayne Hilton is full, it's booked, it's over. No rooms to be had at the inn. I don't know if there's another convention in town for that weekend, but if there is, it better not be a GoBot convention, because if it is, the town's going down in flames. Oh, and the BotCon dinner is sold out also. So, like it or not, it looks like BotCon 2000 is going to be packed. Now, ATT had a little powwow this week and reflected a bit on the latest Flame Wars. I think the main point is, let's just move on and talk about something a little more interesting and entertaining than, say, insulting each other over heroes and guns and Bob's gear. Besides, we have a Flame War every 5 hours. It's not like they matter anymore. I mean, ATT has built up a protective flame retardant layer. We've toughened up. It's like when somebody eats Spam for the first time. You know, they buckle over in pain, they're sick for a week. But hey, after a while they can down a whole can of that imitation pork product and not miss a beat. And in hindsight, they realize that wasn't pain the first time. That was just them getting used to the unique blend of herbs and spices. Anyway, finally, ATT got a sneak peek at Car Robot's second wave of deluxe cars this week. Mock Alert is now an Americanized police car. Big change. And Speed Breaker is now a red Viper, not a blue Viper. Some people are disappointed that they are only repaints, but you gotta remember, Takara is still on the rocks financially, and these are still pretty nifty repaints. Besides, nobody says you had to buy them. Save your money for that Battle Convoy, or that reissue of G1 Convoy, who happens to be coming in an imitation G1 box. The only difference is there is no box flap. But that hasn't stopped all of us from being exceptionally pumped up about this guy. That's the ATT Buzz. I am John DeLuna.
And thank you, John. He'll be back here in a minute with tips on buying those Transformers. A few things I'd like to get to this week. First is the poll from about a month and a half ago. Alt.toys.transformers, your opinion. As of the recording here, 7% of you think that Usenet is archaic. 7% Usenet, step into the 21st century. 29% of you says ATT is A-OK. I don't know what you're thinking. 41% of you say that ATT has seen better days. I agree. 14 says abandon ship. Yeah, I can actually see that, to be honest. And the other extreme, 10% of you say that ATT equals hell, and hell equals ATT. That was a total of 123 votes, so that's Are there that many people that post to ATT? Of course, I know there are people who post to ATT 123 times a day, post nothing but laugh out loud, you're too funny, laugh out loud. Or, yes, I agree, with a signature 54 lines long. Okay, I'm done. But as far as the actual number of posters go, according to Remark Q, whatever it is, counting aliases, there are like 2,500 people, so I guess that's a good cross-section. A couple of responses that we got besides the usual vote was, one, geez, if you think ATT is bad, check out alt.music.pinkfloyd. You know I would, but why? It's Pink Floyd. Sure, I like Pink Floyd, but, you know. Another one was, too many insults and profanity. Couldn't agree more. Finally, the most eloquent of the bunch.
How you doing, everybody? This is John DeLuna yet again with the second installment of Buying and Selling Tips for Transformers Online. Now, last week I covered some tips for getting the most money from your Transformers, how to get the best price for your stash. But this week I'll cover where to get the best deals for buying Transformers, where to find the lowest prices, where to find the trustworthy dealers, and I'll give you some specific points on where and how to get your new Japanese Transformers. Tip number one, use eBay carefully. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting stuff from the Bay. It's not a place of eternal evil, like some will tell you. And there are even some bargains to be had there, but you've got to be careful. There are so many Transformers listed, it's best to do a search for that one or two specific items that you really, really want. If you scan all the Transformers that are posted at eBay, chances are you're going to find something that you kind of want, and you're going to make a foolish, off-the-cuff bid, and then 5 minutes later, you're going to find an auction for exactly what you want, and you're not going to be able to bid because you're afraid that half your money is caught up in that other auction. So be specific. And before you actually make a bid, do some research. Lots of sites on the internet have price guides that are much better than toy magazines. Don't even go to the toy magazines. They're just too dated by the time they hit the shelves. Try some places online like, and this is one word, coldhardslag.com. Places like that run interactive and up-to-date price guides and databases based on eBay and other places for what Transformers go for right now. It's worth a shot. The other thing to keep in mind about auctions is timing. You've got to be patient. Certain Transformers are always hot, especially G1 stuff. There are times when it seems like everybody has to have a Fortress Maximus, or everybody is bidding on sealed Ultra Magnuses. So stay away from those hot toys, at least for now, and try to catch them when everybody is looking the other way. After a few months, everybody who really wants that Ultra Magnus will have one. There'll be a lull of demand, and that's when you can kind of sneak in and get one for a lot less. Or you can bid, and you should bid, when there are a lot of auctions for the same toys. See, that way the bidders are spread out and the prices shrink. Every so often, somebody will find a case of G1 Transformers in a warehouse. It happens all the time. Somebody will find a case of Double Dealers or a case of Power Masters, and that's the time to buy. Tip number two, Usenet has some real bargains. I mean, that's the place to get bargains. It's full of trans fans trying to make a quick buck, and most of them aren't trying to get a huge profit. They're just trying to...
Radio Free Cybertron, the only radio show where you'll hear me say, I'm not wearing any pants.
And again, that was John DeLuna. Wave bye to John, everybody. Bye-bye, John. Happy birthday. Okay. Trivia. Last week, the answer was Call of the Primitives. People who got it right were Jaxus Rodimus 123, the old Rodimus 123, good old guy, and our friend Chris McFeely. This week, we have a bit of Rat Trap 007 Impossible Trivia. He'll actually start recording this and passing it along to me, but this week I'll be doing it. So, here we go. Rat Trap 007 asked me to fill in for this week due to his microphone not working. Sucks when they don't work. He asked me to explain where he found his last week's question. If you watched Megatron's Master Plan, when Chip escapes in the back of the truck, he spots the truck stop and says it is his stop. I assume that it has to be near the Ark, otherwise he could have ridden further. From now on, Rat Trap 00, the answer was standard.
Radio Free Cybertron.
And that does it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Yes. Tune in next week and we'll have something. We'll definitely have something next week. I cannot guarantee you what it is, but it'll be something. Yeah, okay. Tune in next week, and yeah, you know already. For the rest of the RSC crew, this is Brian Kilby without a clue. ¶¶